Christmas Sporting by Chloe Podolsky. This is the story of Little Miss Sporty. As you may very well expect, Little Miss Sporty is very sporty indeed and lives in Somersaults Land. Every morning she would set her alarm clock for 5 a.m. in the morning and somersault out of bed, do handstands on her roof and then cartwheels down the stairs. Then she would go inside and have her breakfast. 2 scrambled eggs, 1 protein shake and 2 pieces of ham. Little Miss Sporty doesn't just walk through the door. Oh no, that would be too easy. She built a house where she could climb over the roof first. In Somersault Land, weights grow on trees, birds do weightlifting and worms build houses. One sunny day, a letter popped through the post box. Little Miss Sporty picked it up. I wonder what this is, she asked herself, from the Olympic headquarters.
Little Miss Sporty was confused.
I think I should open the letter, decided Little Miss Sporty, and she did.
Do you know what it said?
It said, Dear Little Miss Sporty, we would like you to attend this year's Mr. Men Little Miss Olympic Games 2024. Date, 24th of June 2024. Time, 1 p.m. Event, triathlon. Swimming, cycling and running. Yours sincerely, the Olympic Headquarters. Manager, Mr. Fair.
Little Miss Sporty gasped. An enormous gasp.
Little Miss Sporty was feeling rather excited, but perhaps a little nervous. A fortnight later, the big day arrived. Little Miss Sporty was finally going to the Olympics. Little Miss Sporty, being the sporty fellow she is, decided to walk and she took a little protein bar to munch on the way. At the Olympics, there were lots of people getting ready to compete. Mr. Bounce was practicing high jumping. Mr. Brave was practicing his judo moves. Mr. Cheerful was practicing cheering. Mr. Impossible was practicing archery. Mr. Snow was revising some moves for ice hockey. Mr. and Little Miss Wise were revising some knowledge. Mr. Perfect, however, was practicing refereeing. Little Miss Sporty warmed up. Then she ran to the arena to get ready for the triathlon. Little Miss Sporty knew she had to swim across Hargreaves Lake, the longest lake in the world, 1,500 metres long. Mr. Perfect, the referee, came running into the arena.
Is everybody ready? On your marks, get set, go, shouted Mr. Perfect.
Little Miss Sporty swam and swam and swam. I can do this, I can do this, I can do this, Little Miss Sporty repeated to herself. Suddenly,
help, help, help. Mr. Strong had started to drown.
Little Miss Sporty heard him. Hang on, I'm coming, Little Miss Sporty shouted back to Mr. Strong. Little Miss Sporty dived under the water and tried to pull Mr. Strong up, but he was too heavy. Little Miss Sporty came up with an idea. Little Miss Sporty waved her arms about to get Mr. Strong's attention. Mr. Strong saw her. You kick and I pull, Little Miss Sporty mouthed to Mr. Strong.
Okay, Mr. Strong mouthed back.
And it worked. Mr. Strong thanked Little Miss Sporty.
I think I'll walk on the side, decided Mr. Strong.
And he did. Little Miss Sporty carried on swimming. And poor Little Miss Sporty came last. The next event was cycling. Little Miss Sporty mounted her bike.
On your marks, get set, go, shouted Mr. Perfect, who was still the referee.
All the contestants zoomed off. Little Miss Triathlon was the fastest. All of a sudden, Little Miss Sporty's tyre had a puncture. Oh no, Little Miss Sporty said sadly. What am I going to do now? Poor Little Miss Sporty had to repair her tyre all by herself. And poor Little Miss Sporty came last. Last of all was running. Littimer Sportsy lined up at the starting line with all the other contestants.
On your marks, get set, go! Shouted Mr. Perfect perfectly, of course.
Little Miss Sporty ran and ran and ran. I can do this, I can do this, I can do this, Little Miss Sporty repeated to herself. Suddenly, Little Miss Sporty spotted a poor Mr. Muddle running the wrong way. Oh dear. Little Miss Sporty had to run all the way back to the start to turn Mr. Muddle around. Little Miss Sporty then had to run behind Mr. Muddle to prevent him from running in the wrong direction. And once again, poor little Miss Sporty came last. Finally, it was time to see who won the triathlon. The results were, Little Miss Triathlon came first.
Mr. Rush came second.
Little Miss Quick came third.
Mr. Busy came fourth.
Etc. But poor little Miss Sporty came last. Mr. Perfect, the referee, was about to give the winner the trophy.
And the cup goes to Little Miss Triathlon, said Mr. Perfect as he presented the trophy to Little Miss Triathlon perfectly, of course.
But then Little Miss Triathlon walked over to Little Miss Sporty. You should have the cup, said Little Miss Triathlon.
But you won it fair and square, protested Little Miss Sporty.
But you helped the other people to make sure they were okay, replied Little Miss Triathlon. Does everyone agree with me?
Yes, cheered the crowd.
See? Asked Little Miss Triathlon.
Yes, so I guess I'll take the cup, Little Miss Sporty said anxiously.
Yay!
The crowd cheered even louder. Yay! Okay, relax, said Little Miss Sporty, feeling rushed.
Little Miss Sporty took the cup from a very, very, very pleased Little Miss Triathlon and held the cup above her head. The crowd cheered even louder.
The end!